The opinions and commentary expressed on the program you're about to hear do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or its advertisers, but it may weigh heavily on what's between your ears. It's the Krieger Files with Dave Krieger, brought to you by a network of radio stations who care about the communities they serve. Alexa, turn on the Krieger Files.
Okay, we're here on this Monday at 5 after the hour. Just getting reports in from the business and markets that Americans, believe it or not, if you can, I don't know, you may not want to believe this. Americans need $5.3 million in net worth to be considered financially successful, according to a recent survey. How do you figure? To be financially successful, $5.3 million, that's the net worth threshold that one would need to be at. An annual salary in excess of $270,000, according to this survey, data from the U.S. Federal Reserve. The average net worth of a family in 2022 was $1.06 million. According to the Social Security Administration, the national average wage last year was $66,621. So I would like to know, because the majority of these people that all claim to be earning more than $100,000 a year are still living paycheck to paycheck. Now, how is this possible? Well, that's one of the reasons why there was such a resounding vote for former President Trump to get back in the saddle again. Because apparently the money is not stretching as far as it used to. People are sick and tired of going to the grocery store and paying outrageous prices. And of course, then, you know, they're buying stuff off the shelf that we don't even know is safe. A lot of it has got junk in it. So, you know, and then nobody wants to buy real estate either as a result of it. And this is the Fed, of course, jacking up interest rates. And of course, everything that happens when it comes to interest rates, well, that goes without saying because it stifles the economy. When interest rates are low, then people borrow. When interest rates are high, they don't. But to go to the grocery store and, you know, you go for the salad toppings and you find out that a salad topping called, it's a tortilla chip, Sugar Foods, fresh gourmet tortilla strip, Santa Fe style, according to the FDA. Yummy, yummy here. It's been contaminated with a wheat allergen. And this tortilla chip salad topper was sold in 20 states. So the food company decided, this is Fresh Gourmet, that they were going to recall all this. The pouches have a specific UPC code on it, which I'm not going to quote you. If you have a bag of these Fresh Gourmet tortilla strips, you can always email me at thekriegerfiles.com. Up through our contact page and say, hey, I bought a bag of these. They're dated June 20th of next year. That's easy to remember. June 20th of next year. So if you have one of these Fresh Gourmet tortilla strips, Santa Fe style, tortilla chips by Sugar Foods. These are 3.5 ounce bags. Best buy date of June 20th, 2025. Give us a shout and I'll give you the UPC so you can confirm it. The FDA, they contacted Sugar Foods to say that their bag of tortilla strips actually contain crispy onion strips, which the FDA said contain wheat, an ingredient not listed on the tortilla strips pouch. And so if you were in Arizona, California, Colorado, Florida, Georgia, Iowa, Idaho, Illinois, Indiana, Maryland, Maine, Michigan, Minnesota, North Carolina, New Jersey, Ohio, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Texas, Utah, Virginia, and Washington, then, you know, you're affected. This, you know, just follows this last recall from Trader Joe's and Wegmans of organic carrots due to possible E. coli contamination. An infant died and 10 others were sick in a middle listeria outbreak tied to ready-to-eat meat produced by Yusheng Food, Inc. of Spartanburg, South Carolina. Now, why would a company in Spartanburg, South Carolina be called Yusheng Food, Inc.? Melissa was owned by a Chinese company, right? Why would that be? Trump's potential pick for FBI director, haunted by Russiagate. security state loyalties. Yeah, this is former Representative Mike Rogers. He recently went to bat for Trump, was previously associated with antagonistic groups. So guess what? Mike Rogers is not going to get the nod. That leaves Cash Patel. However, the Treasury Secretary, oh my God, here we go. The Treasury Secretary, Scott Bessent. Scott, you know, oh, Scott, oh, shut up. You know, him and Pete Buttigieg get along real well, huh? Yeah. Shut up, Scott. Yeah, that way. Scott, do you actually bend your hand a little when you're talking to your crowds? Yeah, and see, how many people know that Scott Bessent is Soros-funded and Soros-backed? His hedge fund. He's a hedge fund manager on Wall Street. I posted something that you probably should be aware of on my Substack page from my Clotted Titles blog. My Clotted Titles blog has several hundred people viewing it on a regular basis. So those of you switching to the Substack and click on that link, Soros backed hedge fund manager. That's two double whammies against him. We need to be calling our senators who are going to be confirming this blade. And no. Why? I would have much rather seen Ron Paul be the Treasury Secretary, because I'll tell you what, the Fed would be audited overnight without Congress's approval. Seems like a lot of things get done in D.C. without Congress's approval. So why he picked Scott, I have no idea. But Scott is Soros back, just so you know. And people are complaining already. They even wrote up stuff on the Epoch Times. I mean, it's bad enough that Trump's got to go picking somebody like this, which would sabotage his administration. As if Biden's not doing that already. You know, commentators are jumping all over this thing, capping off his list of failures before Biden just rides off into the sunset to his nursing home. The weakening immigration policy, trying to seemingly launching us into World War III, moving to forgive $4.7 billion in United States loans to Ukraine, money we don't have. New app for ICE, which allows illegal immigrants to bypass an in-person meeting at an ICE office by digitally checking in on the app, which, by the way, has no GPS location, and it doesn't screen for past arrests or outstanding warrants either. They're also loosening regulations on the electronic monitoring of the released illegals into the country. Things have gotten really crazy out there as Biden, why, you know, everybody's asking yourself, why, if, you know, Trump gets elected, why don't we just get rid of the guy? Why don't we just get Biden out of office now and just, no, sorry. The Constitution provides the last 2 months of the year up until January 20th. Senor Biden can do whatever he wants, even though he's lost his marbles, lost his way. And he can still do whatever he wants, including take our country into World War III without congressional approval, simply by sending more money to Ukraine, giving away $4 billion to poverty-stricken countries. That's what you call buying your friends. Of course, it doesn't. We know that. And, of course, the people who need help in Appalachia. Now, Biden, I mean, right now is giving out grants and funding spending projects with what money has been left over that's been allocated before Trump takes office and could put a stop to it. But those folks in Appalachia, things are really sad. Rob Pugh, by the way, who's a pastor up in Wisconsin, wrote about the aftermath of Hurricane Helene and what it's done up there. The mud up there is so toxic. I mean, even Dane Wigington from geoengineeringwatch.org has been reporting on all this stuff and about steering the weather. And, of course, the bigger problem with what's going on is the chemtrails keep coming, spewing trails of chemicals, and dogs and horses, cadaver dogs, are dropping dead because the mud in North Carolina is toxic. Imagine that. Wonder how it got that way. Yeah, I think we all have a pretty good idea, don't we? I'll be back with more news for you after the break. Stay with us.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
From the ranks of the disenfranchised, It's the government's worst nightmare. It's the Krieger Files.
All right, back at 18 after the hour here in our Monday edition. It's crazy about fluoride in the water, huh? Now we've got state officials coming out. Saying, and this is Florida, by the way, I've interviewed Joseph Latipo before, and as of the weekend, he's issued new guidance advising against the long-standing practice of adding fluoride to the public drinking water supply. Now, you know, why is it now we're hearing about this? He's advising, he's not ordering utilities to stop putting the fluoride in the drinking water. He's advising against it. The new guidance isn't law. Adding fluoride to the water, according to Latipo, increases the risk of neuropsychiatric disease in children and reduces their IQ. We can strengthen teeth without consuming this neurotoxin. That's his quote on X. Well, just because you post it on X doesn't make it law, Joe. No. Yeah, see, the dental industry has relied on this. It's just like the medical industry telling you that the jabs were safe and effective when they knew otherwise. They were told to make sure that is, you know, they get enough here. And it's not just a vacation to the Bahamas that they get rewarded with. Oh, no, no. No, it's the federal government comes down on them and their state medical boards come down on them if they don't prescribe, if they dare go against that mandate and they dare tell people, don't take the shot, you're liable to get a heart attack and die. I attended funerals of people that got the second jab and all of a sudden dropped dead of a heart attack. A couple days later, I'm sure it was a jab that caused it. But of course, the whole family's in denial because they're a bunch of libtards. Of course, you know, but hey, 220 million people, both Democrats and Republicans. Now, why would you want to kill all those people with some people, their immune system is so shot, they die instantly or over a very short period of time. See, they can't all just drop dead at once right after getting the jab. That'd be too obvious. No, what they have to do is make it a slow kill, kind of a switch. So people just kind of intermittently die, get turbo cancers and die. Well, we don't know what caused the turbo cancer. This is an aggressive form of cancer you just got. There's like 20 different cancers people are getting right now, and nobody has an explanation, and nobody's asking. Oh, by the way, did you get two jabs from Pfizer or Moderna or J&J or AstraZeneca? Did you get any of these jabs? Did you get boosters? You know, nobody wants to put two and two together because, see, to do that, they would have to admit, the medical community would have to admit they were involved in it. They told you, they lied to you that it was safe and effective when they knew damn well it wasn't. So now everybody is being affected. You know, this thing with fluoride, I mean, this is just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to this nonsense. And, of course, to make matters worse, car makers want to monetize your data because they're taking it on the chin. That's what they want to do. The days of a car as a haven for private conversation may be coming to a close. That's right. You got to be careful what you say while you're driving because your car may be listening. Oh, what? You didn't think that making comments about what you'd like to do to Trump didn't get picked up by your car? Well, guess what? Ford has apparently recently applied for a patent for what it calls the in-vehicle advertisement presentation system. The technology uses in-car microphones to listen to passengers' conversations and displays targeted advertisements on your screen. It can also analyze voice commands and navigation data to serve relevant ads, like promoting local businesses or services. See, they want to make money, and this is how they're going to do it. And this is no doubt welcome news for those of us who can't get enough billboards. Now, we just need more billboards out there, yeah, littering the landscape, or those of us who always wish their vehicles would invade our privacy like our smartphones do. Yeah, all I got to do is, it's so convenient. All I got to do is say, you know, that name, that S name that you say in your phone, it sounds like seriously, you know, if you say seriously, gee, it didn't work that time on mine. Siri-isly. There it is. There she popped up. Go away, Siri. That's funny.
New messages from
oh, look at that. How do you like that? See what I mean? See what I mean? You even say seriously, you say anything involving that name, and she listens. See what I mean? And you think everything is hunky-dory. Oh, yeah, it's just convenience, Dave. Don't worry about that. Yeah, well, Ford's got a patent out right now to monetize user data, including everything you've said in your vehicle. Even if you talk to yourself while riding down the road, cussing other drivers for cutting you off, whatever the case may be. You get in a political conversation in the car and you start talking about what you want to do to your congressperson. Next thing you know, you're being pulled over and your vehicle's being searched and you're being arrested for terroristic threats. Oh, yeah, let's everybody run out and buy a Ford because of that, huh? Yeah, we don't care about our privacy. We haven't done anything wrong. Really? I guess you don't care about the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution. Maybe you should move to Russia, like my dad used to say. You like it over there so much. You know, the KGB and the FSB would be glad to show you a little gulag out there with your name on it. 30 days in the cooler? Yeah. See, this is the problem. We're getting into this technology now, and then we got AI listening to this stuff. Yeah. AI, 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 O. Yeah. Old McDonald had a farm. Yeah. So, if this doesn't anger you, wait until you get bombarded with text messages and whatnot on your center screen and more garbage emails. Ford has filed other patent applications that have raised privacy concern. One recent example is a patent for systems and methods for detecting speeding violations. Imagine that. You got a lead foot? Well, your car is going to report you to the authorities. In fact, it may even radio the nearest cop car and say, speeder coming, pull this sucker over, give him a ticket. He deserves it. He's an idiot. He doesn't care. We heard him say that. Ouch. And isn't it amazing that Judge Juan Merchan has canceled Trump's sentencing, which is scheduled for tomorrow? Nope, it's not going to happen now. You know, it's likely that prosecutors are going to have to take this one on the chin. Bragg's office told the judge that, yeah, you probably should postpone the sentencing date since he's now the president-elect. I think it would look very bad if you did that to him, put him in jail before he takes office. Now, I will not look good on you politically. So, back in the congressional news, the top Democrat in the U.S. Senate, that would be Chucky, you know, like the cartoon character that stabs you with a knife, said late Thursday that an agreement had been reached with Republicans that'll give Democrats the opportunity to quickly confirm 13 judges in return for withdrawing votes on four other nominees. You see how, let's make a deal. Yeah, too bad Monty Hall's not there. Congress, I'm convinced, does not have a conscience, and we the people must not either, because we keep electing these fools to Congress. Why do we have to do this? I don't know. We just do. Because they make us promises we like to hear. Federal authorities, they have released details on a biolab fire. This happened outside Atlanta, produced a toxic chemical cloud, toxic chemical cloud, and forced nearby residents to shelter in place. This is at a biolab plant in Conyers, Georgia, which sent a huge plume of orange and black smoke into the sky. Nope, wasn't Halloween. Biolab makes chemicals that kill algae and bacteria in water, primarily for swimming pools and hot tubs. The company is a subsidiary of Lawrenceville, Georgia-based KIK, consumer products. A BioLab employee on fire watch at the Plant 12 storage warehouse reported hearing a popping sound as they left the break room to do a 5 a.m. check and immediately saw a product reactive to water was wet. According to the report, the employee called the only other BioLab employee on site. Though no flames were initially observed, the employee on fire watch tried unsuccessfully to isolate the product and called 911 at about 5:10 in the morning as large toxic vapor plumes formed inside the building. By 6:30, flames could be seen through the roof of the area where employees first noticed a chemical reaction. Rockdale County, boy, they had to rush out there and deal with it. 30 minutes later, the fire was out. Shelter-in-place order issued around 7:40 in the morning. And we're just now hearing about it. Wow. You see how they, you know, I'm not saying they're covering it up, but they sure take their sweet time figuring out what's going on, don't they? Yeah. Lex Green, by the way, you remember that Lexington Green? Yeah. He's got an article out in News with Views that I want to read you. It came out last Friday. We'll talk about that, of course, after we get done with the news break here on the Krieger Files. This is rather interesting about vote manipulation and whatnot. You're probably going to want to tune in to listen. Be back in a few.
Taking back America, one consumer at a time. It's the Krieger Files.
Okay, news break's over. We're back. Lex Green, by the way, published over the weekend, which I was reading, and I thought, you know, this is pretty cool. Somebody with his kind of mindset explaining what's really going on here. I want to read you what he said, if you don't mind. I think you'll find this valuable. You may even agree with it. If you don't agree with this, my phone number is 208-216-6100. I would like to know why you don't agree with it after I read it to you. You don't, if you seriously think that I'm full of it and he's full of it, please, I want you to call the show and let me know. Here's the way it's worded, right? The headline is, unverifiable elections are uncertifiable. Makes sense? Indeed, over the past 4 years, since the stolen 2020 presidential election, see, he's assuming that already, determined investigators have uncovered literally hundreds of methods used by the Democratic Party to steal elections. This is the Democrat Party now. Not the Republican, not the GOP. We got wise, you know. Some of the methods are glaringly obvious, such as dead votes, non-citizen voting, ballots cast by voters no longer living in the state, mail-in, drop box, and ballot harvesting operations. Other methods involve high-tech electronic vote manipulations via software programming and outside intrusions through internet connectivity, even involving foreign agents abroad who hacked into the electronic voting machines. These methods require a more advanced technology engineering investigation to identify and expose, often with the election officials working to block public oversight and audit access necessary to uncover the truth. But no matter how many different mechanisms cheaters use to steal elections, it can all be stopped by one simple action based upon one indisputable reality. Unverifiable elections are uncertifiable elections. Junk in, junk out. Simply stated, you can never get a legal outcome from an illegal process. Makes sense? If the election procedures are unverifiable, then the election results are uncertifiable. Article 1, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution says the times, places, and manner of holding elections for senators and representatives shall be prescribed in each state by the legislature thereof, but the Congress may at any time by law make or alter such regulations except as to the places of choosing senators. While it's true that the states are responsible for the time, place, and manner of elections within each state, it's also true that Congress has constitutional authority to establish laws that apply to all states as it pertains to nationwide standards for all federal elections. In this case, 18 U.S.C. 611 makes it illegal for any non-citizen to vote in U.S. elections under federal code. As a result, every sanctuary city and state in the country has a huge problem when it comes to election time. They harbor literally millions of illegal aliens that they then allow to vote in their elections and in some cases even allow illegal aliens to serve in law enforcement and court positions over legal U.S. citizens. Now, you see here again, this is legal U.S. small c citizens under the 5th and 14th Amendment, not capital C American citizen sovereign. That's pretty much gone, because every time you go to the polls and vote, are you voting as an American citizen with a capital C or a U.S. citizen with a small c? Just remember, when you check the voter box, you checked, are you a U.S. citizen? And it was a small c. So that means that you're under the Article 1 assumption of contract law, which means I got a driver's license, I got a passport, I got all those contracts I made with my state and federal government, and I am now a U.S. small c corporate citizen, which is why you see all caps in court. Right? Now that we're all through that, to be very clear, regardless of any formal declarations or lack thereof, if a state has just one sanctuary city, it is a sanctuary state. Both the city and the state are harboring illegal aliens in direct violation of federal immigration and naturalization laws. This according to Lex Green. Now, Article 1, Section 8, Item 4 of the U.S. Constitution states, and I quote from Lex Green, Congress alone has the power to establish a uniform rule of naturalization throughout the United States. And Congress has established uniform codes for legal immigration and naturalization. While the states do have the power to set the times, places, and manner of holding elections, they do not have the legal right to violate federal immigration codes or election laws. Once a state has established itself as a sanctuary for illegal activities, harboring those in our country illegally, aiding and abetting illegal activities, and undermining efforts by federal law enforcement to protect the nation from foreign invasion, the state has established itself as an enemy of the constitutional republic. That's some heavy stuff, huh? As it pertains to elections, such actions within the states create a circumstance wherein it's impossible to verify or certify election results due to the inability of state officials to demonstrate to legal electors, election officials, Congress, or the courts that only legal electors or voters have participated in their elections. So you want to know the cities and states and counties as of 2024? Well, the states allegedly won by the Harris-Waltz 2024 campaign, which is 226 electoral college votes. There's 19 of them. All of them are sanctuary states with millions of illegal aliens harbored, aided, and abetted by the state and local governments. That would be California, Colorado, Connecticut, D.C., Delaware, Hawaii, Illinois, Massachusetts, Maryland, Maine at large, Minnesota, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Oregon, Rhode Island, Virginia, Vermont, and Washington. So all 19 states are sanctuary states. As a result, all 226 electoral college votes for Harris-Waltz could and should be disqualified, as without any absolute voter ID or any audit trail of who voted or how many illegal ballots were cast in these states, the unverifiable elections are legally uncertifiable. And as of the timing of the report, which was last Friday, there are still over 7 million illegal ballots missing in the 2024 presidential election that were allegedly cast for Biden in 2020. They're all missing from these same blue states. This isn't about winning the 2024 election now, as that has already been settled with Trump receiving 312 electoral college votes, winning the popular vote, and 31 of 50 states, taking control of the U.S. Senate and maintaining a majority in the House. These same states are now openly threatening to thwart efforts by ICE. Yeah, ICE baby, Tom, you go get him, Tom Holman, to remedy the deadly mass invasion of illegal aliens that has taken place over the last 4 years, and for many years before that. Each state is controlled by the Democrat Party. In other words, they're openly declaring war against the United States, federal law enforcement, U.S. codes, and U.S. Constitution in their overt attempts to protect ongoing illegal activities and undermine the rule of law. It's entirely impossible for Americans not to see and understand the problem at this point. Sanctuaries for illegal activities are unlawful and unconstitutional, plain and simple. They directly impact the ability of legal American electors to determine the future of their own country the legitimate democratic processes. As a result, these actions in these states must not be allowed to stand any longer. So long as illegal sanctuaries exist, illegal activities will persist in those areas, negatively impacting the entire country, most importantly in our elections. Until now, nobody in the federal government has been willing to solve this threat to American sovereignty and security. Hopefully, with a mandate just given Trump for a second term, that will change, because it has to, or this will no longer be a country of, by, and for legal American citizens. That would be we the people, folks. Until our elections are verifiable in every state, the states that refuse to comply with the rule of law must be treated as such. Until they are willing to participate in our country lawfully, they must be treated as a threat to the nation, because that's exactly what they are. This according to Lex Green. The people won the 2024 battle for sanity, sovereignty, and security on November 5th, but the war for the future of the USA is far from over. The people must remain engaged every day from now on, or even Trump will not be able to do what has to be done to secure the rule of law and the future of freedom. The 2024 election victory isn't the finish line. It's the starting line of a new American revolution to reinstate constitutional government in D.C. and in every state and city across the country. No political leader has the power to accomplish this alone, but over 76 million Americans do if they only will. Before we can clean up the country, we have to clean up our own cities and states, and only by this means can Americans save their country. Those who lack the power or will to clean up their cities have no power or will to save their country. So says Lex Green. You gotta love that, huh? Now, if you disagree, 208-216-6100 is the number to call. And you can talk about that and tell me why you disagree with that. I would think that, that you would like that. I mean, Trump, according to Breitbart News, Holman says Trump should threaten Mexico with consequences if they don't stop this migrant caravan coming in. Another 1,500 illegal immigrants headed this direction? Yeah. Well, you gotta love that. See, and, we will be on SQRradio.com this afternoon at 1:30 Eastern. We will be carrying an election integrity forum, carrying it live stream with Steve Stern. You can tune into SQRradio.com, Squirrel Radio, to hear the broadcast live at 1:30 Eastern here. We'll be back with more news after the quick break. See you in a minute.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody ever having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Molesting your earballs one more time. It's the Krieger Files with your host, Dave Krieger.
Okay, back for the final segment here, talking about global economic risks. Experts see the simultaneous rise in gold prices and the U.S. dollar, which is a rare market phenomenon, as signs of a growing concern about global economic risks are in play. The situation has reignited discussions among economists about returning to the gold standard. Wouldn't that be nice? Conservative economists definitely want that. Proponents of the gold standard say that a gold-backed currency system provides a foundation for disciplined monetary policy. Ah, yes. And then, of course, El Trumpo puts a Soros-backed hedge fund manager in the driver's seat of the U.S. Treasury. Come on, folks. What is wrong? What's wrong with this upcoming administration putting Soros-backed hedge fund managers in the driver's seat? This is like Hank Paulson during the W administration. Look who made off like bandits when the markets collapsed. I guarantee you, Hank Paulson didn't get hurt. Neither did his relatives. They made a caboodle of money. Lehman Brothers, oh yeah. They got out of bankruptcy, by the way, in 2022. You know, they reorganized. Folks, when you go to the to go get a mortgage, you need to find out whether or not they've securitized the paper already. How simple of a question is that to ask? You walk in the door to closing and you sit down and you look at your paperwork when they hand it to you, you know, cause the title closer. I mean, you go into a title company. Oh, I got another closing in 15 minutes. Here, sign here, sign here, sign here. Hey, you want the keys? Sign here, sign here, sign here. You know, it's like an auction. You go there and if you don't jump on the deal right away, I mean, you're going to lose it. Somebody else will get it. And they know you want those keys, so you just go in there and sign everything willy-nilly without reading any of it because you want those keys. You just want to get in, get out because she's got another closing in 15 minutes. No. No, as soon as you see that mortgage or deed of trust, I mean, they should let you look at it before you even get to the closing table. You can request the mortgage lender send you a copy of what you're going to sign at the closing table. And if you open up that mortgage and note and you see MERS MIN with an 18 digit number on it on page one on the right hand column, right hand side underneath the, you know, where it says recording data line, that's where they put all in to fix all the recording stamps and everything above that. Well, below it on the right hand side, usually you'll see MERS MIN with an 18 digit number. If you see that, that is a dead giveaway that your data set, your loan information, your W-2, all of that financial data that you turned in to your originating lender, they just made you a third-party accommodation to a securitization transaction on Wall Street and lied to you into making you think you were the borrower when, in fact, you were not. That document is a fraud. And you shouldn't sign it. You should get up and walk away because then they'll be forced, believe it or not, they'll be forced to take your security, which they created a bond out of already, out of that trust pool. Maybe. Yeah, I've got people out there that those bonds were still in there. They allegedly got a home equity line of credit. And of course, they didn't do anything with the line of credit. They didn't draw on it, but yet their paperwork was out there and it was being securitized and they made money on Wall Street with it. And then they turn around and they forge a second deed of trust, cancel the first one, so they're operating off of a forged document. Then they turn around and foreclose on the forged document and take the guy's house and he's never borrowed a dime. This is what's going on in America, folks. You think I'm kidding? I'm not. This is happening all over the United States of America. You cannot trust the banks, period. Not when it comes to mortgage lending. And believe it or not, there's so many people out there. According to Adam Data, U.S. mortgage lending went up in the third quarter of 2024 amid a refinancing surge, but it's still low, below historic highs. Yeah. Adam Data said 1.67 million mortgages were secured by residential property. Oh, gee. Increase of 1.9%. 1.67 million people went out and got a 30-year fixed loan, even with high interest rates, close to 6% for 30-year fixed. You're going to pay about $200 a month more by doing that, right? But little do you know, your loan has probably been securitized on Wall Street, and you didn't know that, but now you do. It's a little late for that. Had you gone to a lender that doesn't participate in the MERS system that will hold your paper and not sell it, perhaps you would be okay. But it doesn't happen like that. And then when you get foreclosed on and you're not paying attention to what's happening, I mean, that's pretty sad. You don't understand. Half of you don't understand how you got into the mess that you're in once you get foreclosed on. You know how you got there. You don't understand what that MERS min number meant. No. And not only that, but believe it or not, if we get into blockchain technology, I mean, the more we get into that, because that's what they're headed to now. Blockchain technology. This company, Digital Asset, out there has issued at least 8 press releases detailing its progress toward completing the Canton Network, C-A-N-T-O-N. It's a blockchain ledger designed to house tokenized assets. To run its Canton Network pilot programs, Digital Asset partnered with the Depository Trust and Clearing Corporation, the DTCC, and Euroclear, two of the most influential financial institutions in the world. DTCC records every single thing you charge on your credit card, every single payment you make to your bank, deposits, withdrawals, whatever. Every single thing gets recorded with the DTCC. It is a private entity. Oh, yeah. And now they're going to, you know, what happens when they tokenize the entire economy? And what happens to your property rights when that goes on? If you don't have a free and clear home and you haven't completely gotten out of debt, oh, yeah. Good luck. Usable cash, open capital markets. Yeah, all these things, tokenization aims to transform illiquid assets, create new assets usable like cash. It's digital, folks. That means you won't have those dollar bills in your wallet anymore. Digital Asset states in a report that the Canton Network complies with Articles 8 and 12 of the Uniform Commercial Code. How many know what that is? How many have studied the UCC? I have, not intently, but I have. I understand what negotiable instruments law is under Article 3, and I understand that securitization involves Articles 8 and 9 of the Uniform Commercial Code. And, of course, there's a comprehensive set of state laws governing commercial transactions in the United States. That's what the UCC does. Most people don't understand it. Most attorneys don't even understand it. So understand that if everything goes digital, this is what you're up against. Now, is this a scare tactic? No. Do we have the opportunity to control this? Yes. If you're an Apple iPhone user, you may want to try to get an update there. If you have specific iPhone, iPad, Mac products, as well as Safari web browser, and this is all basically 17 point and 18 point items. iPad, Safari, Mac OS, all those. Sequoia 15.1.1. So if you have greater than these versions in your computer, you're probably going to want to get a software update to fix that. 2 significant vulnerabilities in WebKit and JavaScript Core were discovered. These could be exploited through malicious web content, just so you know. I mean, if I didn't tell you that, people can call and complain on the show. Hey, why don't you warn me? Missing profit goals probably feels even worse when your corporate logo is a bullseye. I'm talking about Target here. It's reported its largest earnings blunder in 2 years this week, and it cut its full-year outlook, sending its stock plummeting more than 20% to a 52-week low. Yep, profits for Target shrank 12% to $854 million from $971 million during the same period last year. Now, what does that mean? Well, ever since they came out with the TG gear that they put on the shelves, I don't know, maybe we need to send them a stronger message and not shop with them this year for Christmas. And, of course, the New York Post is reporting Russia threatens to attack a new U.S. base in Poland with advanced weapons. You see, this is part of this intercontinental ballistic missile campaign that Putin and Dmitry Peskov are basically inferring. Yeah, they want to make this very difficult for Trump when he gets back in office. I don't know that they'll be able to do that or not. I think Putin respects Trump, and I think they're holding off doing anything, trying to resist what's going on with the current Biden administration mess-ups in allowing U.S. weapons to be used in Ukraine. Like I said, it's just a matter of time before they push the magic button, and we have Puff the Magic Dragon going off in your backyard. We'll be back on Tuesday, that's tomorrow, with more news and information for you here in the Krieger Files. In the meantime, God bless you and God bless the United States of America. See you tomorrow.